Hello everybody, I'm Sergei Taraskin. My talk will be slightly different from what you've heard just. It might be considered as a crossover from experimental part to theoretical part. I'm a theoretician and I do theory and simulations and study in general non-equilibrium phase transition, including sorption and porous media, and also diffusion and spreading phenomena in complex networks, including like computer networks or populations, population dynamics. In general, I study binary, so-called binary system. Imagine a big physical system which can be split into some subsystems, and any subsystem can be in two states, like black or white. Or spin up and spin down. And in that case, we're talking about magnetic phenomena, and there is a phenomena which is called Barkhausen noise experimental effect, which is quite unusual how magnetization change if we applied magnetic field. It changes in a quite peculiar way. Also, this could be empty of fluid cell, if you consider a space and how condensation occurs in space. This space can be split into cells, and each cell can be occupied, either be empty or occupied by fluid. And if you put on top of space some matrix material, and this could be porous material, and in that case condensation occurs in quite a peculiar way, and if you apply pressure, then the cells change their state. And that's what I study as well. Similar effects occur in materials, and they are called martensitic transformation in some materials, where cells change their shape and can be deformed from rectangular shape to this one, to like parallelogram-like. And similar effects occur for binary alloys, where we can see phase separation. And finally, as I mentioned before, an epidemic. There are epidemiological models where the individuals can be in different states, for example, infected and susceptible. So what's common between all this? The rules of simple models can be quite common. And the methods how to investigate are also common. They are taken quite often from statistical physics. That's what I am doing. And today I will be mentioning only condensation in porous media because it's quite related to chemistry. And also what I'm currently working on is in epidemics and general complex networks. So talking about porous materials, there is a great variety of porous materials, including mesoporous silica, materials like MCM41, SBA15, and some others. They consist of, this is top from view from the top, from, if you wish, nanochannels. And they go inside, and there are small walls between them. So fluid can condensate in these systems, and condensation occurs quite in a peculiar way. Namely, when you apply pressure, the density of absorbed fluid follows one way. And on desorption, if you change the pressure in opposite direction, it forms a different way. So there is there are memory effects, which are called hysteresis. And also, if you look at in more detail on that hysteresis shape, you will see quite a peculiar structure of these called isotherms. Namely, they form a stepwise curve. And these steps are called avalanches. So condensation or evaporation occurs not continuously, but in terms of sudden events. And statistics of these events, if you wish, the width of these steps or the height of these steps follow some distribution which is quite general and were found for very different phenomena. And this is so-called power laws. So what we study, that's what we study. And we study this in two directions. One of the directions in an analytical way. So some analytical methods can be applied, mainly statistical physics. And, well, mainly this is mean field or mean field based, or sometimes even better. And better, by better, I mean some exact solution. And for some system, we can find even exact solution for this case, that we can exactly reproduce the error at the sum. Of course, it will be a model, and that's model, so-called random network gas model, where we replace the real porous structure, which can be represented like as these channels connected by some pores. So inside it's a vacuum space, and this is black lines also vacuum space, and the boundaries are supposed to be matrix. If we replace this structure by a network, where each network, which node represent empty cell or this empty space, and remove the loops in the system, in that case, the model can be solved exactly. So of course it's a model, but its description, it's quite precise and can be compared with simulation data quite well. That's one of the ways how we do it. The other way is to do Monte Carlo simulations and some advanced simulations in order to study the effects by means of simulation. So we try to model a porous material. Here it's a model, a computer simulated model of silica aerogel. And we study so-called phase space, where on this diagram I'm showing the energy versus density of absorbed fluid. And look how the system evolves with change of temperature or in chemical potential. And these blobs show occupation of different states in the system. Doing this, we can answer the question, what happens in the system? What sort of transition occurs? Whether this is continuous or discontinuous phase transition. Well, in the bulk, why it's interesting? We know that in the bulk transition is of the first order, that is discontinuous. There is a clearly defined fluid state and vapor state. If you put the matrix on top of the vacuum, then additional parameter appears in the system. In addition to fluid-fluid interaction, like fluid molecule interacts with fluid molecules, there is an additional parameter, fluid matrix interaction, and this changes the behavior of the system drastically. Moreover, the structure of the matrix is random, and that complicates the system even more. Therefore, it changes the behavior in what way? Instead of first order phase transition, we do not have it. We actually could have continuous transition and the transition in terms of avalanches, which is represented here. That's briefly what I'm studying. And of course, there are several questions which have not been answered, and at least we're trying to approach these questions, and we're trying to address these questions. And some of the questions are listed here. For example, the question, Does the hysteresis signal the presence of first phase transition or not? It's not clear, and it's very difficult to measure experimentally because the system is very slow, and you will never ever in the experimental system go to inside the transition because you need astronomic times for this. But in using simulations, we can approach this, and using clever simulation, we can approach this question and try to answer. And also there are general questions whether the model we study have got something to do with other model well studied in physics, like random field Ising model, which is mentioned here. And also in quite interesting numerical questions about properties of the landscape behind this phenomena, how to investigate the properties of this landscape, how to do the simulation in a clever way, in order to be able to overcome huge barriers in experiment you can't overcome, but in simulations you may. I think I'm done. Thank you.